Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Well, welcome to you, wherever you are in the world. And I trust that you are a little bit like me now. We are in spring and there's everywhere this beautiful energy, this spring energy. There's more light, there's more oxygen in the air. You can see how nature is starting to grow. And we as human beings, as we all know by now that everything is energy, so there is an abundance of energy in nature. And I just suggest that, like me, you enjoy that spring vibe, that spring energy. It gives you a boost. And I'm so glad that I'm talking to you today, because I'm sure Monica Esgueva is going to give us a boost as well, as she is a renowned self-development teacher and spiritual guide known for bridging the gap between Eastern and Western philosophies. And you and I, we both know that we can always use a little bit more of the Eastern philosophy. It is so, so beautiful if we go more into that Eastern vibe as well. It's all energy, as I said. Now, with the profound understanding of the mind, Monica, she has been helping such a lot of individuals transforming the mind, the human consciousness, the spirituality. She helps people transform. And I think she's now over 15 years that she's been doing this. She's also the author of 8 Spanish books, I believe, and her 9th book is an English one. So that's why it is all focused on personal and spiritual growth. And that is why I wanted to talk to her today, because her book, The 7 Levels of Wisdom, is certainly a starting point to talk to her about her spiritual journey, her quest, her questions that she has for herself about life, and how she found the answers to that. And so I am so looking forward to see what advice, what tips, what story she has to give us on this beautiful platform, UK Health Radio. And I just want to congratulate you because listening to shows like this one, or there's so many shows you can listen to on this platform, it says a lot about you. So I want again to congratulate you and to thank you for investing this time in yourself. I'm going to talk to Monica after this little break, and I'll come back to you just now.
Thank you. the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. To you, beautiful you who's listening to this amazing platform, UK Health Radio. And I have today a beautiful lady in front of me, a Spanish lady, actually, Monica. Welcome, Monica Esgueva.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you.
I'm really excited because, first of all, as I just said to you, my heart is in Spain quite often. So I'm actually quite excited to interview a Spanish, beautiful, I believe, women leader. I believe you are in the top 100 women leaders. So I'm really excited to talk to you about your expertise. And I believe I can maybe ask the first question around what has been your biggest stress in life?
Probably the biggest stress has been finding my calling and being able to carry it on in this world. And it's not easy to hear to your own calling, your life mission, the purpose for your life, and being able to follow that, to pursue that no matter what, because we are in a society that wants everybody to be the same. And this society educates us since our childhood to become photocopies of one another, and they don't let you connect with your inner self. They give you what you need to think, what you need to do, how you need to dress, who you need to follow.
But can you personalize that? Because you're not talking about what society does. But can you personalize what has that done to you then? That to be a copy. What has that done to you?
I think something, I'm talking in general because I think I have seen that this is something that is not just for me, but it happens to almost everybody. That it separates you from your intuition, your inner voice, your inner guidance, and you are afraid to get out of the group because.
But what was it to you? Just tell me how did you experience this? Did you want to be different, and did it not match with people in your environment? How did you experience it that could not be you?
Right. Since I was a child, I was asking questions that many adults couldn't even answer, such as, what is the meaning of life? Why are we here? What are we doing here that is just beyond our daily life? And adults were not able to answer those questions. So I had to start very early on my own inner quest. And that inner quest was, okay, first it started with Catholicism, because it's in Spain that was available. It was easy. But I found out that the Catholic Church could not answer my questions, and they were not following Jesus' message. So I left that, and I had to start finding my own sources of knowledge and wisdom. And I was looking for answers to my spiritual and transcendence questions in books. And I started when I was very young. I was 14, 15. I was reading everything that I could find on those subjects.
I recognize
so,
that.
So that took me to it was a long, long path, because I also tried to fit in. So I studied economics. I finished a master's degree. I married early. I went to work in London for Prada first, and then in Paris, in Fontainebleau, France, for an international business school. But I had a very good material life.
Yes.
And I had like what most people want for their lives.
Yes.
You know, I had good social life. We were well off. We were living in one of the best neighborhoods in Paris. On paper, we have everything.
Outside felt, success,
right.
That's called.
Yes. And I felt deeply unfulfilled. So for me, that was something that I could not live like that forever. So what I did is I went to north of India, Dharamsala, at the feet of the Himalayas. And I went there because I wanted to do some research on Tibetans in exile.
Yes.
And I was going to stay there for 3 weeks. I ended up staying 3 months because I missed my flight home. And it was divinely orchestrated, obviously.
Yes. And I started... No coincidence that you missed your flight.
No accident. So what I did is I studied with Tibetan lamas. And I received teachings from the Dalai Lama. And I realized that they were holding keys I was looking for. And they spoke my language. It was not Tibetan. It was the language of my heart, of my soul. So what I realized is like, okay, these people are on the same track. And they are much more advanced than I am. So I can learn a lot of things from them. And they have a very good map on human consciousness, on how to change our emotional structure and how to dissolve our ego. And they had the same goal that I had. It was like being at peace no matter what, being fulfilled, being balanced, thrive, and being of benefit to all human beings. So what I did is I went back home, and I realized I could not go on with my former life. So I divorced. I left my job. I left everything I owned. I whatever I could fit in my car, and I went back home to my parents' home, and I started from scratch. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know how I was going to earn my life, but I knew how I did not want to waste it.
Yeah, you knew what you didn't want.
Exactly, And what the only thing I knew is I wanted to be of benefit to other sentient beings. So that was the seed, and I had to let it unfold and pursue
How
that.
How long is that ago?
That was 2007.
Wow. Almost 20 years. Wow.
So
interesting. So talking about your book, I know you've been writing a lot of books, and I believe this is your first English one.
Yes, that's right.
Called The Seven Levels of Wisdom, which is, it's beautiful. The figure seven. I love the figure seven. It's a beautiful one. Now Can you, because it says a path to fulfillment. What I wanted to ask you, because I find fulfillment is like success. You ask to anybody what success is. It's different for everybody. What is fulfillment to you? Maybe you learned that in the Tibetan environment. Mm. What is fulfillment to you?
For me, it's being at peace with yourself, being at peace with the world as it is, and being at peace with everybody else. Mm. When you are at that sense of, with that sense of balance and equanimity and peace and compassion, then you realize that everything makes sense, even if it doesn't from the ego standpoint, but yeah. from a higher point of view, from a higher perspective, everything is perfect the way it is. And when you can accept that and live with that, then it means that you have transcended your ego and your ego wishes and wants and grasping. And you realize that we are in that state of oneness where yes. you are just part of the whole, part of everything that exists, and you are very much at peace with it.
That's what I was going to ask you next, is how does that feel, fulfillment? Mm. Because you talk about balance, but I so often hear in my book, Seven Step Journey to Regain Your Balance and Inner Strength, you know, is the subtitle. And I so often get the question about balance. Can one be in balance?
Mm.
I find that a very good question.
I think I am I'm a great supporter of inner peace as the main or one of the main goals in life.
Yes. Yes.
Because I think what people pursue in life is just to be able to achieve that inner peace, but mm. they just pursue it in the wrong ways. Like
yes.
as if achieving more projects, having more followers, more wealth, more yeah. power, more pleasures, as if that were going to be the source of fulfillment. And it doesn't really matter how many times you say it, because the whole society is constructed in a way that will pull you
of
towards
course.
That.
Of course.
So it takes a lot of inner strength to yeah. realize that that's not the path. And you are going to be singled out and sometimes rejected or belittled because you believe that transcendence will take you there, not mm. materialism, nor superficiality. Mm. And it takes a lot of courage to be yourself within this society. So I think that balance can only be achieved when you follow your inner guidance, not what other people say that you need to do with your life. Mm-hmm. And I, in my experience working with people for the last 16 years, helping them transforming their lives, I have seen that this applies to everyone. And I have worked with people from all walks of life, mm. including millionaires, business leaders, celebrities, and they all have the same prevalent problem, issue, which is mm. deep-seated anxiety and a lot of fears. And it doesn't really matter how people see them from on the outside. It doesn't really matter how much they have achieved or they have. They still have that deep-seated worry. That they will,
it's like
they
a
will
void. Lose. There's like a void.
It's a void. And it's also, it's like, okay, there's always more to have. Mm. There's never enough. And then there's the fear that I will lose what I already achieved mm. and what I already possess.
Yes.
And I have the example this week with a client of mine. His mother is a millionaire and she lives in Switzerland. And she's not happy with that now because now she wants to live in Gastad, which is the upscale resort where billionaires live and go there to ski and all that and to mingle. So she wants to be there to be able to be with billionaires now. So there's a never an ending to that. You know, there's always something more to have to achieve. And you never settle. You're never at peace with yourself. You never achieve any true serenity.
Monica, this is the show is called From Stress to Authentic Success. So I think you are in the right place because That is exactly what authentic success is to me. It is, I don't know if have you heard about the book around the five regrets that we have on our deathbed
Yes.
from that
Yes,
nurse?
I read it.
I use it, on my Instagram, because that is what you are explaining, that people's biggest regrets at the end of their life is that they had not the courage to live a life true to themselves. That's what I hear you say. It takes courage and it takes a huge inner work and inner shift to start doing that. And that's what I
Absolutely.
call authenticity, authentic success, because then once you are true to yourself, success follows naturally, whatever that means to you. How would you say, I just want to ask you, what if I say the term authentic success to you, how does that sound to you? What would you say that it is to you?
For me, it's being spent like live the life you wanted to live. Do what you follow your calling. Be on the path towards your own peace, inner peace. For me, inner peace is the most powerful word right now. Inner peace, because it's not easily achieved, it's not attained so easily, and it's very difficult to maintain that inner peace. So it takes a lot of inner work. You need to
Yes,
work
that's what I mean.
on your mind. You need to train your mind, but you also need to train your emotional structure, your
Yes.
heart. And I think it's very difficult, even if you do both, but you don't have like a higher perspective, like this is like your soul path,
Yes.
is very, very difficult, because then every time you experience a challenge, then you get off track again. So it takes a huge amount of focus on what is important to you, but I'm not meaning in a egotistical way, but in a bigger way, okay? It's including compassion, expanding your view from your ego to
Is it not
everybody
like,
else,
how can I be of service?
right?
Because what
Absolutely.
you said in the beginning around you, how can I benefit others? It's actually about service that we're talking then.
Absolutely. I think it's a very important element in our success, or in our serenity, or
Yes.
our being able to thrive. If
Yes.
you don't include others, you will always be licking your own misery. You cannot build an island in an ocean of that is hell, you know? You cannot protect yourself from everybody's suffering. You are part of it. And so you need to collaborate in alleviating that suffering in whichever way you can.
I agree. And so, tell us a little bit about your journey. Where are you now? How are you feeling now from being, the 14-year-old looking for the deep questions to who you are today? Who are you today, Monica?
Well, I think we are all in progress. So I do feel I am a work in progress like everybody else. I am very, very serene, I will say, because I have gone through a lot, and I think I have used my challenges as opportunities for growth. And I always look at life that way. And I think the cornerstone right now is that I have surrendered to a higher
That's
power.
beautiful.
So I have decided that I don't want to hold any particular personal goals anymore, that I am here to be a vessel for a higher ground, and I'm here to be able to help in whichever way is best. And I'm listening to life with a capital L to see what I need to do, where I need to go, and try to follow that in a state of flow. That's where my focus is right now.
Wow. And I believe you've worked with children with cancer, that has also done some, it has had an effect on you, hasn't it?
Yes.
What
I work
happened
with
there?
well, I volunteer in a local hospital for 10 years. And I was going one afternoon every week to spend time with them, to accompany them, their children, children with cancer and their families. It was very challenging. You know, most of my colleagues will not only last for a year because it was emotional drain, very emotionally draining. And it was also very hard on you because it's very difficult not to take it home when you finish, you know, and worry about them and suffer with them. So it took a lot of inner work for me to realize that even if it didn't make sense from an ego standpoint of view, from the soul, it does. And unless you work on that very strongly, very focusedly, it's very hard to understand that because the mind cannot understand how a child of, you know, a 2-year-old child or a 4-year-old child go through hell like this. It, you know, it's so unfair.
Yes, and, I agree.
But from the soul standpoint, it's not because this, his soul or her soul decided that this was a very useful experience for the person, for the little person, but also for the whole family.
Yes.
Everybody chose that because it's only when we have big crises that we are also able to take a big leap in our evolution, in our development. And only when we are like carbon pushed to be able to take the diamond out. And it's only with that pressure, under that pressure, that we are able to take something very valuable out of it, if we are able to
transcend
it as a development.
Transcend that.
Transmute it, transcend it, transform it.
Oh, beautiful. So let's just talk a little bit about what would your advice be? Because we're talking about a path to fulfillment. If we're talking about your soul purpose, we're talking about being authentic. What would be your first step or advice to someone who says, who's listening now and says, I definitely need to go and find my soul purpose? How do you start that, in your opinion?
Well, I think one of the main elements is meditation. Because if you are not able to quieten your mind and that inner chatter that is always on, I call it the radio. If you cannot turn down the radio, the inner radio, you cannot listen to any inner guidance. Even if the inner guidance is there, you can't.
I know.
So for me, that's the first point.
And what kind of meditation? Does it matter? What do you have a specific practice?
I just think it's important just to work on your on quieting your mind. Whatever works for you, that's fine. But it has to be formally introduced in your life, so you do it regularly. So if you do it once every 3 weeks, it's not going to work. So it has to be every day, starting with a few minutes, but then as you get more comfortably with it, more at ease with it, then you can increase the amount of time that you dedicate to meditation, because that will allow you to connect with your soul, with your essence, with your being, instead of just thinking about ruminating the past as we do and trying to plan for the future or fearing what may come, which is the whole life. You know, we spend our whole lives doing that. And if you're not in the present, how can you look towards the future with an open mind?
I agree.
So that's the first step. And the second one I would say is question. Question everything.
Ask questions, yes.
Question everything. Question your education. Question your beliefs. Question what authorities say. Question what so-called experts tell you to do. Question everything. Because it's only by questioning that you will find the truth.
Yes.
If you accept things sheep-like, well, then you will get general rules, general norms that may be good for some people, but maybe not for you. So I think with those two, you are already on a good
yeah,
track.
Yeah, I think you're already on a deeper level anyway. Quiet down the noise and you go down into a deeper level. I can actually feel it when you talk about it. So what is actually the purpose of your book? What is your intention with the seven levels of wisdom?
That's a very good
because it's yeah. You've written many books, eh? So this
Yes.
is your first English one. Tell us a little bit. What is your intention with the book?
I think it's a very good question, Danielle. My intention is to provide a framework and some elements so people will question achievement as the ultimate goal in
Yes.
our life.
What is now in society the number one
Exactly.
goal?
Exactly. So they will be able to question that and say, well, maybe there are other goals that are more satisfying, they are more fulfilling. And for me, that goal is self-transcendence. And I think it's useful and especially at this time in our lives, in our global situation, that we need to question again, question what we have been provided at the main goal, the ultimate goal, and say, okay, maybe there's something else.
Yes.
And that something else, you need to provide some information, some knowledge, so people can take it into account. And I want to provide that seed. And then, of course, it's up to everyone to take care of that seed, provide the good soil, the sun, the water. It's up to everybody because we have free will, but at least to be able to provide the seed. And then, well, I think it's part of what my mission is here in this on this earth.
Does it still happen to you that you go into the roller coaster of life? That you are in that stream and that you have your own way to get out of it? And maybe that's a good question on how do you shift, to me it's like shifting out of stress. That's my book. So I just want to talk a little bit about that, about the roller coaster, because that's what we're talking a little bit about. So does it still happen to you that you feel that, and we're only human, hey, Monica? So,
Right.
and I just am interested in how then you come back to that balance and that inner peace kind of, and that soul purpose, path.
I do have challenges like everyone else. I don't go through the roller coaster anymore. I mean, I have
Okay.
been working on my mind for many, many
Many
years.
years.
So that it's just not because I am special, because it's just a normal thing. When you work on that for many years, you end up not going through that
Of
anymore.
course.
It doesn't mean that I don't feel. It doesn't mean that things do not affect me. They do. It doesn't mean that sometimes I don't get sad. Sometimes I do. But the thing is, I go through the emotions, but I come back very
You
quickly.
don't stay in them.
Exactly. They are not sticky. And I don't get dragged by it.
And what
I
strategy do
stay.
you use? Or is it like an automatism that because you've worked, that's how I see it often, it's like almost an automatism that you've created in yourself to switch.
Exactly. That it works like that. I do feel everything. I go through it, but it's very short life, short lived, because what I go is like, okay, I realize it very quickly, and it's like I take myself back to the center. So I observe it, I feel it, and it's like, okay, I watched very closely what I think and what I feel, not to let it get rotten inside. So it's like, okay, I see it. Okay, I'm thinking that it's not good. Okay, come back. I feel that. Okay, is it positive? If it's not positive, go back. And I do that all the time. So it's very short-lived, very ephemeral. And it goes back very, very quickly. And if for any reason it stays a little bit longer, then I go into silencing my mind and connecting with my being. And then everything else dissolves, because most of our problems in life is not, they are not really problems to solve. They are problems to dissolve in your mind.
I agree.
And
That's
this is what I
beautifully
have
said.
learned. I have learned that. So this is what I do myself. And then this is what I teach. And I think it's important to teach it from your own experience.
Yes.
Otherwise you do copy paste from a book.
And
Doesn't work
often
that
we
way.
teach what we need the most.
Yes.
So by
Yes.
repetition and teaching it to others, you are practicing it all the time yourself, which is very
Right.
beautiful.
And you
So
end up embodying it because that's the only way you can transmit it.
yes, beautiful. So is there anything you can say to anyone listening here, who is in that career, because I think that's a little bit what you mean also, in that career, that achievement kind of modus, trying to, I always say, climb the ladder of outside success. What would be a good question that they can ask themselves? Because we're talking about meditation and questioning. What would be a good question to ask yourself to see if you are on the right path and how you can change and how, because not everybody can do like you did, divorce, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I'm going away. A lot of people, when we have children, when we, so what would be a good question to ask yourself?
I think the work has to be done in our daily lives, no matter how long, how far you travel. It doesn't really matter. You know, the question is always, okay, how do I apply this into
in my
daily life? And this is really the biggest challenge for all of us, because we don't live in a cave in the Himalayas. We live in a very complicated world, very complex and very challenging. And life is difficult here. So we are all subject to the same problems and issues. So for me, it will be, think about a time when you did achieve something that you wanted. Something that was
fulfilling.
Exactly. Or what you thought it was going to be fulfilling. You cherish that project. You cherish that goal. And think about some time in the past when you did achieve it. Because most of the times we think that, okay, only when I achieve that, then I will get that sort of satisfaction. Think about how long it lasted. Because it does not last more than a few hours, a few days, maybe a few weeks, if it is the Everest that you climbed to and you conquered. But after that, it's like, okay, where is the next high mountain I need to achieve to climb to be able to feel the same fulfillment for a little while? Because it's only going to last a little while. And if you keep climbing those mountains, you're going to be exhausted and you're going to be always permanently and dissatisfied.
I agree.
So if you are expecting achieving goals or achieving financial security or seeing that your children become really nice people or well off or whatever you want for them, if you think that is the next project, the next goal, the next big thing that is going to bring you what you are longing for, then you are completely wrong, because you are going to keep pursuing goals nonstop,
chasing
goals, and you are going to become burnt out, drained, because nothing external can fulfill our internal vacuum. That works from the inside, doesn't work from the outside. So unless you realize that, you are going to keep looking for things outside. And it's
Thank
a never ending.
I really appreciate that. Is there, because we're almost at the end of the interview, is there a quote or a statement or something that you stand by, that your life, you know, is accompanying you through your life, through your daily life?
Right now, from the top of my mind, there are two quotes that come to me, and one is from Indira Gandhi, the first Prime Minister of India. She said, it has been a big privilege having lived a difficult life.
Beautiful.
How many of us can say that? You know, I think it's a very beautiful way to live. Beautiful. And another one comes from Anthony de Mello. He was a Jesuit and also an Indian priest, very deep, very interesting guy. And he said, the best way to achieve serenity is collaborating, unconditional collaboration with what is inevitable.
Say that again.
Is collaborating unconditionally with what is inevitable. So those things that you cannot avoid, unavoidable, you know, what it's unavoidable, that's maybe the best word. So collaborating unconditionally, what it is not unavoidable.
So it's like accepting what you can't avoid and collaborate with it, like.
Right.
process
in a
with
way,
it.
what what he's saying is, okay, just total acceptance of what you cannot change. That's an easier way to explain it.
Yeah, beautiful. Wow. Okay, I'm going to reflect on that. Total acceptance of what you can't change. It reminds me of that beautiful quote when they say, have the courage to change what you can change, have the power or something to accept what you what you can't change. And then it's a little bit like that. So, but I'm gonna look that up and reflect on that. Thank you so much, Monica. I really appreciate it. I wish you a lot of fulfillment in your life, and that inner peace world that will definitely stay with me for a while. So thank you for that. I'm gonna have a little break now and come back just now to the audience. Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. This was a beautiful, authentic conversation, I feel. And so let me give you a little summary of what I got out of it. Because when I look at it, Monica and myself, we are actually really asking ourselves the same questions. We are treating the same subject. Because when you go to my Instagram account, DanielSachs_, you will see one of the first post is about the number one regret we have on our deathbed being regretting not to have had the courage to live a life true to yourself. And Monica was explaining to us how that had been her biggest stress in life, how the fact that she had as a youngster, and I really recognize myself in that, how she as a youngster had these deeper questions. What is life about? What is the meaning of life? What am I here to do? And so I'm sure she's a very sensitive soul. And she was talking about how it stressed her a lot and how for her, it was the quest to find the answers of those deep questions that made her do this life journey. And what a courage to leave everything behind, your relationships, your work, just to go to the East and see there what it has to offer you in your quest, finding yourself, finding your purpose, etc. So I thought that was a beautiful, beautiful little story. And when I asked her the advice on anyone of you, if you are listening and feeling in that roller coaster of life, in that vicious cycle, on autopilot, on survival modes, wherever situation you find yourself in, and you want from us and from this show the steps or the advice or tips or strategies to shift out of it, then I think that Monica gave us a beautiful two tips. And the first one was meditation. And as she said, there's no preference in what kind of meditation. It's just all about turning down that inner radio, that inner voice, that inner critic, that ego-minded modus about what we have to achieve, how we should be, do, and have. And so meditation is indeed a first step to quiet the mind, to turn down that inner radio, as she said. And I really love the second advice straight after that, that she gave us about questioning yourself, asking yourself questions. Isn't that what we need to do more? Instead of doing and being who other people tell us to be and do, why not asking yourself the questions and reflecting to take either a diary or you can do it whatever way you want. But asking questions is the most, to me, the most clever way to go into your development, into your journey, into your search for more of you. And so questioning is really a good one. And I really appreciated her telling us about that. And I see, even in an interview, how important questions can be. What kind of questions are you asking the world, your friends, your parents, your work colleagues, your clients? What? It's all about questions. And of course, the questions that we ask ourselves are the most important ones, of course. And so to end the show, she was giving us a few quotes, and I really liked the Gandhi one. What she said about it is a privilege to live a difficult life. Oh, I so love that. Do you understand what she means with that? That we need to count our blessings and that we need to realize that it is a privilege to encounter challenges, to encounter obstacles, because that's the best way to grow. And we all have the basic human need of evolution and growth. And so that is such a beautiful, beautiful thing to say. And maybe we can end the show today with, first of all, thanking you for listening in every time, again and again, on this beautiful platform, or maybe on the podcast, wherever you are listening. Thank you for being such a loyal listener and taking your health and your life into your responsibility. That, for me, is a huge one. And so I'm going to end with the words of what Monica was saying about the total acceptance, to accept what is inevitable, to go into total acceptance. And after that, of course, comes the surrender. So thank you, Monica Azgueva. If you want to go and read her book, The 7 Levels of Wisdom, A Path to Fulfillment, please do so. And I will talk to you soon once again in another show, another episode of this on this beautiful platform, UK Health Radio. Talk to you later. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.